And here are the headlines that made the air 2004. January 6th, Apple unveils the iPod Mini, a major milestone in portable music.
February 4th, Facebook launches. Mark Zuckerberg creates the social network from his Harvard dorm.
March 14th, Vladimir Putin, re-elected president of Russia, consolidates power for a second term.
April 30th, Abu Ghraib prison abuse photos emerge, sparks global outrage and investigations.
May 11th, Nick Burke beheading video released. Al-Qaeda-linked militants execute American contractor Nick Berg.
June 5th, Ronald Reagan dies. Former U.S. president passes at age 93.
July 29th, the Democratic National Convention nominates John Kerry. Kerry becomes the official challenger to George W. Bush.
August 13th, Athens hosts Summer Olympic Games, return to their birthplace.
September 18th, UN warns Iran over nuclear program, calls for suspension of uranium enrichment.
October 29th, Osama bin Laden video surfaces, admits responsibility for 9/11, days before U.S. election.
November 2nd, George W. Bush is re-elected president. He defeats John Kerry with 286 electoral votes.
December 26th, Indian Ocean tsunami, 9.1 magnitude earthquake triggers tsunami, killing over 230,000. December 26th, Indian Ocean tsunami, 9.1 magnitude quake triggers tsunami, killing over 230,000.
These were some of the headlines that made the air 2004. And in 2025, you're listening to XY Podcasts.
Hit the music.
Yes.
Did you go see 28 inches later? I mean, 28 years later?
I want to tell you that I did see it.
Oh, finally.
So now I know why you keep saying 28 inches later. I was one of the things I was generally impressed with until, you know, we got alpha screen time. Was
right.
Like, you know, it makes sense that these people have been running around without their brains and their minds for decades. So yeah, sure. It really doesn't make sense. Like you see, like a lot of the zombie movies, and you know, in like The Last of Us, and all these apocalypse movies, where the zombies are always like fully clothed. You know, I was appreciative that they did that, and yet were able to do it in such a way that it was obvious that they were naked. I mean, they just were able to shoot it in a nice, gritty, ugly way, so that you know, like genitals were not overemphasized until. The alphas. Who
they were definitely king.
they implied that the alphas got bigger in everything, in every way, because the virus that infects people acts in a way like steroids.
Right.
But no, I thought when you warned me about what was going to be the most shocking, you know, some shocking moment or subject matter in the film, I really thought it was the birth scene. That's kind of what I thought it was going to be.
No,
but
it was
the alphas. Yes, clearly it was the, I understand.
Yeah, it was the 2x4 that was swinging. That's what it was.
So anyway. Yeah, definitely not a film for the youngins to go to, unless they're very mature.
Right.
But I mean, even then, there's an awkwardness between, you know, parents and children that never goes away, no matter how old the children are. just anecdotally, years ago, my mother and I went to go to the movies to see Hostel.
Oh, wow. You took her brother to see Hostel?
She took me.
Oh, okay.
You know, my mother loves movies as much as I do, if not more. But I'm just saying, there were some moments when I was watching Hostel, as a grown man with my mother, I'm just, ooh, this feels awkward. It feels like one of us should be in another room watching this. It feels
At
doesn't, you know.
least it wasn't American Pie.
Well, so
Oh, man.
we should probably get down to business since we have a year to recap, and it's entertainment and also very, very interesting.
20 minutes in to it.
Yes, some of the headlines were rather interesting. You would have been young, but knowing you probably did watch it. So the when they released the Nick Berg beheading
Oh yeah,
on
I did see
video,
that.
just I mean, and thankfully, as far as video quality goes, it was very, very choppy, and thank goodness most of it looked like, blobs interacting.
Yeah, somebody didn't know how to hold a camera.
But it was certainly clear enough what was happening, and then knowing it was real. And I'm not going to be a hypocrite. I clicked on it. Yeah, that was something. I remember that very clearly.
It was very horrific at the time. Like,
Yeah, it
you
was.
never heard anything like that around, in America.
No, absolutely not. But then again, we were in a very, very new era. We were still fresh in the shadow of 9/11. But no, it was a very different time. So Facebook launched in 2004. I have to look and see how long I've even been
Yeah, I don't
on
have one of those
Facebook.
either.
Facebook?
Right.
You should be thankful you didn't.
2010.
Yeah.
So when I got on there.
I tell you what, there are days I wish I'd never, I've never, I, you know, just never logged on to it, never created an account.
You and
But
me both. Could be a cesspool full of toxicity.
once again, it comes from both sides.
Exactly.
That SCOTUS ruling on the injunctions, the really liberal media spun it as like it's disastrous. It empowers Trump, gives him exactly what he wants. And on the right side, Trump is like, this is a big win. This is what I promised you when I ran. And the Supreme Court ruling just basically made it necessary for you can't file an injunction at a federal level, but you can do it at a state level. That's pretty much kind of the long and short of it.
The whole gist of
So really nothing has changed, but
No, I mean,
it actually was clicking around on YouTube, and I clicked on this, and it was a guy. He clearly felt a certain kind of way about everything. You could tell based on some of the language he was using, but he made a very good legal argument. He sold it as proof. I don't buy it as proof, but he made a very, very strong legal argument that birthright citizenship is not in the Constitution.
Oh.
But it is. It is, but there's language that was used when drafting it that made the implication that it wasn't just where you were born, but you had to be within the term they use is jurisdiction of the United States. You need to be subject to its laws and,
So,
and
really, you just
countries.
have to pay attention to. Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you.
Okay. So really you have to just pay attention to like the way they worded things, the verbiage of
Well, I mean, unlike today, back then, language mattered. Now,
Right.
as much as I respected how well he put together his argument, and it makes sense, but he tried to say, well, it's proof that the 14th Amendment doesn't say that. It's a strong argument that it doesn't say that. But the fact of the matter is that it has been interpreted the way that it's been interpreted, and it's been held, that's been backed by precedent.
Right.
So at this point, based on that argument, if you wanted to end birthright citizenship, you could absolutely do that, or based on other perhaps valid arguments. I my whole thing is just if you're not going to obey the law, then amend it, change it, get it on get it in the Constitution, make an amendment. The 14th Amendment was an amendment to solve a very real problem. So now let's go ahead and revise it and make it clear, because if you're from you're from Zakovia,
Right.
and you decide you want to be an American citizen, so you get pregnant and make sure you take your vacation while you're here, from your home country of Sokovia, and want to drop a kid because you want to live here. Well, I was saying 2004 was not a horrible year for entertainment.
Oh, no, not at all.
There were some good movies. I picked out five movies that I look back on fondly, and I rank them in their order of favor on my list. So coming in at number five.
Oh, that's.
What's up?
I was gonna say that's good. I got five as well.
Oh, okay. Good. So coming in at number five is Meet the Fockers. With that was the s sequel to Meet the Parents with
Yeah,
Ben Stiller and Robert De Niro. And then
got nipples. Can you milk me?
the and then the sequel, it was what was it? Dustin Hoffman
Yeah,
and
Dustin
Barbra
Hoffman.
Streisand as his parents. The foreskin, the soup.
My God.
Ah, dear. So number four was iRobot.
iRobot. Will Smith, right?
Yep.
Yeah. There's so many movies like that now.
Yeah, there are, and it used to be science fiction, and now it's social commentary.
Exactly.
Shrek 2,
Shrek 2. All right.
which I enjoyed all the Shrek movies pretty much equally.
I know someone who looks just like Fiona. Anyway, keep going.
Number two is Spider-Man 2,
That's
which
a good one.
that was probably my favorite of the Tobey Maguire trilogy. And then my favorite movie of 2004, controversial though it will be, was The Passion of the Christ.
Oh, I saw that in theaters.
Yes, so did I.
Yeah. That was a very sad movie.
Well, yeah, not a new story though.
No.
Not so. I actually read I read the book, before the movie.
Never read the book, but I did watch the movie, though.
That's me proselytizing. I'm talking about the Bible.
I thought it was an actual book, like Angels and Demons, and what's the other
Well,
one? Da Vinci Code's part of the Angels and Demons.
yes, but they're written by Dan Brown. What are your five movies?
Right, I'm starting off at number five with the movie Shutter.
Oh, refresh my memory.
Shutter is whenever they would take a picture, it would capture a ghost within the picture.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. It's been that long since that movie came out.
21 years. Yeah, that's crazy, ain't
My goodness. All right. Ne
it?
next demoralizing blow. Number four.
Number four, The Grudge.
Oh, yes.
And number two, The Grudge 2, it wasn't as good as one, but it held its own.
Yeah, it was. That's The Grudge was a hard movie for anyone to follow. That's a hard,
Yeah.
tough act to follow for any film, in horror
Absolutely.
anyway.
Absolutely. Number three is the first Saw movie.
Gracious, that was that long ago.
21 years ago. Yeah, they're still going strong too. This last one they came out with was pretty good.
Okay, number two.
Number two, they also have a TV show out, but this is the movie that came out. It's called Friday Night Lights.
Yes.
Love it. Well,
Yes.
I enjoy any football movie, but this one came out in 2004.
And Billy Bob Thornton was the lead in that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, I need to. I still need to catch up on Landman. She was
Oh,
supposed
that's a good show.
to. I'm like two episodes in. I have to finish it.
Yeah, he is hilarious in that show. Wait till
Oh
you see what he
well.
says to the security guard.
Where were
But
we?
oh, number one, number one. This is perfect for the events that's going on in today's society. The Day After Tomorrow.
Ah, yes, that would have made my top 10, probably.
That's one of my favorite movies. I'll watch that tonight.
That's Roland Emmerich, isn't it?
I
Same
believe
guy.
so.
And I recall being excited to go see that movie when it came out. I was like, it's Roland Emmerich, it's gonna be freaking awesome. Because he does big scale things like that really well. But all righty. Good list. Good solid movies. Yeah, it was 2004 was a good year for movies. And surprisingly, there were a few TV series that actually premiered that year that I watched regularly. I mean, some not as many as much as others, but still watched it.
Right.
So, just once again picked my top five. And so number five would be Pimp My Ride.
Oh, I love that show. Have you seen
I
the the cars they pimp though since the show?
in some cases, yes.
Yeah,
Yeah.
they're like, you're broken down, they're this and they're that. It's like, how good of care did you take care of these cars? You know what I mean?
Well, and then I think also a lot of times they didn't look like they were really necessarily built for longevity or practicality. They're built that way because it's a TV show. But yeah, I still watched every episode. I loved, the whole format, the structure. And then my boy Exhibit, I saw him just like for the last year or two and saying, yeah, those show it was horrible behind the scenes. With some of the things that he was privy to and how he was treated. So at the end of the day, you just have to you have to call it what it is, good TV.
Yeah, I mean, for the time it was great, but then the cars, I don't know if they, I wonder what they're selling for now.
That's a good question. I'm sure that information is probably out there somewhere. My number four pick was Lost, because that's what happened with that storyline, is it got lost. Because it started off really, I mean, everybody will tell you the first seasons of Lost were, really drew you in, but it was, kind of just on too long. Let's just leave it at that. Number three, Justice League Unlimited.
Oh, nice. I didn't watch too much Justice League back then.
I made it a regular point to tune in when I could catch it, because I think I had DVR back then. I don't know if I actually DVR'd it or not. Anywho, number two, Boston Legal. James Spader and William Shatner, they're members of a big, law firm. And it was a comedy.
Interesting.
I think David E. Kelly, producer, same guy did like Ally McBeal and some other shows. The Practice, Boston Public.
That the other shows?
Oh, those were other shows that he produced, some of the other
Sweet.
shows he produced. Oh, and then my top pick, which is still one of my favorite TV shows to this day, is House.
Oh, that's a have to be number one pick.
Yeah.
Hugh Laurie was just
Yes.
phenomenal at it. You know what's crazy though? His assistant, he was Australian. I can't remember his name though.
Spencer.
Spencer, yeah, Spencer. Okay. In Chicago Fire, he's the chief. Or yeah, he's chief. But is his Chief Casey or Captain Casey? And he speaks perfect English. It's no Australian accent. So I watch both of them and you're like, doesn't he have an Australian accent? What's going on with this?
Well, I mean, you know Hugh Laurie's a Brit, right?
Yeah. And he could play piano.
Yeah, he's a very gifted jazz musician. But then so is Jeff Goldblum.
Didn't
And
know that.
it's delicious. It's you can feel it. It's a right?
And apparently the stand-up comedian Craig Mack is too.
Oh yeah. There's a lot of folks out there who are actually talented musicians. Apparently Joseph Gordon-Levitt can play the drums. Steve
Wow.
Martin plays a wicked banjo.
What's his name from Dumb and Dumber?
Jeff Daniels?
Jeff Daniels, he can play the guitar.
Yeah. He's also a very talented playwright. If they ever make a film version of Escanaba in the Moonlight, I'll have to see it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So did you have any television picks?
I did. I think I have like three.
Ah, by all means.
Yeah, I do have three. Number three, I'm gonna pick The Apprentice.
Oh,
Not because
wow.
of Trump. It was just a show from back then that I watched. I watched him say, "You're fired."
You know, hey, I think there may be some people, maybe a lot of people, who are like the reason that they can put unshakable faith in Donald Trump is because he was a successful TV star.
Yeah, for sure.
But okay, Apprentice, interesting pick. What's number two?
Number two is Drake and Josh.
I might have seen an episode or two of that because I think my kids were that age at that point.
Right. We rush home from school to watch it.
And that was back when Josh was like, dumpy and
Big.
fat.
Yeah.
And I guess now he's like all, fit and everything.
Yeah, now he's all pretty buff and fit and watch a movie called The Whackness. It has Josh in it.
Okay. The
Yeah.
whackness. What's number one?
Just, I mean, after watching 28 inches later, you might not want to watch The Whack. Number one is Deadwood.
Another good series.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
You had some strong picks. Stronger than I expected on such short notice. So,
have you seen Deadwood?
no, I have not, which,
They made a movie as well after they did the TV show.
didn't they do more than one movie, or is it just the
No,
one?
it's
Okay.
just the one movie. But HBO Max.
Yeah, that's one of a few series that I need to go binge. But yeah, obviously Deadwood is it's really known for like their use of dialogue.
Oh yeah.
So that's one of the things I'm looking for. But there's a good actors in there, Ian McShane, Timothy Olyphant. So yeah, I'll definitely check that out at some point. It's on my to-do list. Next time I'm unbusy and can just binge TV shows.
Okay. I was just saying that I was binging a show on Netflix called Jenny in Georgia.
Okay.
It's pretty
Yeah,
good.
we just did the final season of Squid Games.
Oh, I'm gonna wait for my daughter to come home to watch that with her.
Good. I think she'll appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
And Lou, you just recently showed her that movie.
Oh, man. What a lengthy movie.
It was.
It was a lengthy movie.
Yes, because it ran over 2 hours.
Yeah.
Not sure that it did, actually. I think it did.
I think it did.
So for music, I'm just going to go ahead and go first for that year because, as you know, I really wasn't listening to a whole lot of music. But I did like "Hey Ya" by Outkast.
Now, who doesn't love that song? You got to put a little snippet of that song in here.
Oh, problem. Yeah, we'll see. But yeah, now I would imagine that your music picks for 2004 should be much more extensive.
I got a few.
All right.
Oh, you ready for me?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
You only had one?
Yep, that's it. That's all I got.
All right. I don't know how many this is, but we're gonna start naming. You ready for this?
hold on. Let me get comfortable.
All right, so my daughter recently discovered this song and she likes it. So, and I remember watching the music video of it. It's called Goodies by Ciara.
Is that the one that starts off? My goodies, my
My
goodies,
goodies. Yeah,
my goodies.
that
I don't know how I guessed. Yeah, I remember that song.
it's all right. I mean, I'm not the biggest fan of it, but
No, it's just one of those.
it's catchy.
It's certainly be, the beginning has a hook. Yeah, it's my goodies, my goodies. Well, but to be fair, from the 70s, there's a song that's like in the chorus goes, push, push in the bush, push, push in the bush. Pu
Oh
And that was like in the 70s.
God.
I not, you know, now looking back, I understand why my elementary school teacher was upset when the kids were singing that song.
Yeah, at the time you're like, what's wrong with it? What's going on?
Yeah, I was like, man, these teachers are uptight.
All right, so the next one is I Don't Want to Know by Mario Winans.
And
That's
P.
the
Diddy.
I mean, it was under his label at the time. Yeah,
Next.
unfortunately. Yeah, I was trying to pull a slick one there, you know. So my next one is Drop It Like It's Hot by what's his name?
Is that canine fellow, isn't it? It's that some kind of what hound, mandibles or something
It's
along those lines. That
Snoop.
is a, he's a you said a beagle. Is that what is? Oh, that's right. His name is Old Smokey.
Old Smokey, the mascot for the Tennessee Vols. Yeah.
Yes, I of course I remember that song. That song was my ringtone.
Just the beginning of it. Do 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 do. So my next pick is Over and Over by Nelly, featuring Tim McGraw.
Okay. I can give you that one.
The next pick is My Band by D12. I was a big D12 fan, still am, but back then I listened to him religiously.
Okay. Well, that tracks. Next.
Next is Lean Back by Fat Joe.
Of course.
Now lean back. Lean back.
I mean, there were a few of these that I passed that I was going through. I could put that one on. And I said no.
Why didn't you put it out there?
Hey Ya was the only song that year that I would pretty much stop what I was doing to listen to it and then go about my business.
I have three more. Four more. I
Okay.
have four more. I have four.
No, it's only five, I promise. After six, I'm done. So you can sit tight and I'll get these seven out and then that'll be it. Okay, so you don't mind waiting for eight, right?
You said you was getting comfy, remember? How comfy are you?
I do. I have to shift positions now.
Left butt cheek's getting numb. Hold on. All right, so this is Boulevard of Broken Dreams by Green Day.
Wow.
Yeah.
And once again, you don't disappoint. Your list is very diverse.
I'm a big music head, so it's, next one is Redneck Woman by Gretchen Wilson.
Okay.
I like some country.
Yes.
And Gretchen Wilson's hot. Anyway.
Still?
Yeah, she's
Okay.
still hot. Live Like You Were Dying by Tim McGraw and Headsprung by LL Cool J. That's my list. Sorry, it's like 15 on there.
No, it's okay. I had one, you know, so clearly we had content to fill.
We had to I had to make up for your one. It's all right, I got you, bro.
Appreciate you. Appreciate you. So I guess this week it's my turn to mention, I guess, something that's a pet peeve. And I don't want anybody to get it twisted. I am a black man, so you must use that to gauge how serious what I'm about to say is, because you understand that I have a default preference for that sort of thing. But I don't know what happened between like 2004 and now, today in 2025, but somewhere along the way, society collectively decided that the human behind needed to be upgraded like it was a smartphone. We went from flip phones now to full-blown phablets. You remember when like jeans had pockets that actually work? You could put something in your back pocket. Now
Oh, yeah.
they're just like decorative decals clinging for dear life to the curvature of Mount Gluteus. So, no, I mean, it's like every time you turn on the TV or like scroll through social media, you're confronted by a parade of backsides, but they're so big that they should have their own like gravitational pull.
Like this. This is
So,
great.
I'm not saying that's bad per se. It's just that bigger booties do tend to stank. I'm just saying. But aside from that, all that booty, the Earth's axis might be shifting. Sir Mix-a-Lot walked so that the Kardashians could run. And the rest of the world is sprinting behind them in yoga pants. It costs more than my car.
Oh
That's
my God.
all I'm saying. I'm saying at some point along the way, we lost our way. And instead of like, the booty being like the ever attainable threshold for all white women in the country, they caught it. And they raised their own. They took a Siamese and a tabby and got like Maine Coons.
Oh my God, they are the backwards alpha.
So, whether it's something in the milk or I just think that not so much emphasis should, be put on booties is all. That's all I'm saying. That's, used to be a time when nobody wanted to do squats. Now, like, me, it's all right. I'm done. I'm done. It may be, maybe I'm being petty, but I
That was
think
great.
butts could be a little smaller. That's all I'm saying.
Was great.
I'm finished.
No, keep going. This is
So now, do you have a quote?
stop selling booty pops.
All butt out.
Oh man. I don't know how to follow this.
Well, so just wanted to mention really quick, since we have some air to fill, I'm going to be starting another project.
And this project is
It's going to be a new YouTube channel. For those of you who don't know, I live in the great state of Pennsylvania. And this channel is going to be about throwing a spotlight on the local owned hospitality businesses, so restaurants, bars, distilleries, breweries, bakeries, coffee shops, cigar shops, pretty much anything where someone serves the public and has been in business at least either before COVID or in the wake of COVID, because that's a really interesting connection as well. But I just shot most of my first episode, and so we're getting that together now, and I'm hoping that it will be out by the beginning of next week.
let's get it.
So, It's called Magic Eating and Drinking in Pennsylvania. And magic stands for me. I'm magic. Because middle-aged guy in the kitchen is what magic stands for.
That's awesome. I love it.
So I guess maybe the quote for this week will have to be something simple like be excellent to each other.
B E A beautiful.
Oh, you say the sweetest things. Okay, and with that, I'll say X,
Y,
Z,
Z,
you
U,
later.
later.
And we're out.
Hey, we're actually like in sync on that one.